What's up, yo? This is your boy, Fearless Eagle, right here on What's the Topic? It's another Tuesday morning. Awesome and amazing. Can't wait to get into the topic itself. And it's really, really going to be interesting. And all those, I don't even know how to explain it. But all I know is you are going to really, really, really love this topic because it's going to be amazing and all the stuff. But yeah, as you saw, the topic itself, it's titled Extinction. And in the time that we're actually living in, I know like you probably in the state where you're like, okay, extinction, is this referring to the virus and all those stuff? And what is really, really going to happen? Like, it's reality, eh? It's actually reality. Like, yo, the things that are happening, they're scary, but that doesn't mean that we should be scared. No, we shouldn't be scared. We should actually, like, gain more faith, if I can put it that way. We should be in a position where we gain more faith and we actually stronger, more solid and all those stuff. And it's like really, really amazing. It's an opportunity for us to also practice our faith and actually show our faith in the Lord and take our faith to a whole new level. Because that's how we're supposed to be. That's how we're supposed to be as Christians. That's what we're supposed to be striving for as Christians. So we're supposed to be taking our whole faith to a whole new level. So that's what's basically supposed to be happening. So extinction is the topic, and you actually clicked on it because you wanted to hear what is this extinction all about. Like I said, we are living in a time where it's really, really scary, and this extinction thing can actually happen. And if you actually think of it, like World War 3, like people might be thinking it's gonna be guns flying and bullets and all those stuff. World War 3 can actually be a cyber type of world war, or a virus type of world war, or a plague, you know, stuff like that. So just thinking of it, and you actually sit down and actually reason and all those stuff, you're like, okay, this is actually reality and this is what's happening. And it's really, really interesting. But we shouldn't be moved by all of this. We shouldn't be moved by all of these things that are actually happening. So that's the thing that I would love to say. Like, we should actually be in a position where we actually better, you know, like in terms of the way we're reasoning, the way we're doing things, you know, and all the stuff. But yeah, like I said, if you are a Christian, then you should be in a position where you actually get stronger and more solid, you know, in your faith and all the stuff. And it's like really, really amazing and awesome. So yeah, like I said, World War 3 cannot just be, you know, guns flying and all those stuff. Can actually be a plague and all those stuff. But what we should be actually looking at the most is actually the Bible itself. Like, what does the Bible actually say about the world that we're living in, the life that we're living in, and what we're actually doing, you know, like right now in this world that we're actually living in? And what is our sole purpose? Like, what is our real purpose, you know, when it comes to us living here on earth? Why are we here? That is what we're supposed to be looking at. Supposed to be looking at all of those things. So myself, Fearless Eagle, I'm all good. Extinction is what we're talking about right here on What's the Topic on Active FM, where radio has never been better. I know, right? Yes, radio has never been better. So that is basically what is happening. And yeah, I would really love to get into the topic itself, but before I get into the topic itself, here's a nice breather for you to enjoy.
Hi, this is Todd White, and you're listening to Active FM, and Christ music is hot music. It's the fire.
Yeah, they got on satellite. Just ballin' them boys like a maverick. Hitting the target, I'm accurate. It's a beautiful life, it's so glamorous. Dipped in the water like Catholic. Raising a bar like it's Lazarus. I want all the smoke. Forget all the talking, my time is now. Step in the ring, go 100 rounds. Running they mouth, they don't run a town. Watch me shut it down. I don't have time to be up in my feelings. They come from my head and it's hard to forgive them. I hear them, I see them, I'm flagging their DMs. I'm handing out L's, then it's right back to water. The city don't love them. Hungry, I came out the jungle. Got a grip on it, won't fumble. I'm ready, I'm looking for trouble. I'ma just do it, just cause I made a life out the mud, yeah. Built on the plan in the cut. They gotta have something to judge. Heart of the city, no love. Hungry, I came out the jungle. Got a grip on it, won't fumble. I'm ready, I'm looking for trouble. I'ma just do it, just cause I made a life out the mud, yeah. Built on the plan in the cut. They gotta have something to judge.
Yeah, so like looking at everything that is happening and the topic itself, extinction, you know, and basically what is really, really happening. In order for us to actually, you know, touch on the topic itself, extinction, we actually need to be in a position where we understand what is extinction. Now, if you actually go look at the definition of extinction and what is extinction, you actually find out that extinction is actually the state or process of being or becoming extinct. Now the extinction, it's basically it's dying, if I can put it that way. It means dying out, or you know, disappearing, you know, disappearance and stuff like that. But dying out, now that's basically one of the ways to define extinction. But if you look at another way to define extinction, you will define it as reduction to zero, you know, in the intensity of light or other radiation as it passes through a medium. Now that actually is due to absorption and reflections, you know, and all those scattering things that are involved, you know. And that is the other way of defining extinction. And basically the origin of the word itself, extinction, is the Latin language. And what basically it used to be in the Latin language, or is, not used to be, it is in the Latin language, is extinguere. Hey, if you Latin and I say that wrong, please send a voice note with the right pronunciation. But that's how I would pronounce it. But yeah, that's basically the word. And if you go further into the Latin language as it was advancing and all the stuff, it actually changed from that word to extinguisher, you know, and then the English word, which is extinguish. Now that's basically what is happening now. Like when I think of extinguish, it's like when there's a fire and then you extinguish the fire, and yeah, you know, all the stuff. It's like really interesting. And then that's where we even got to our late Middle English, where now we had extinction. Yeah, I was gonna say extinguishing. Yay! Woo! On what's the topic? We create our own stuff, so don't be shocked. We create our own phrases, our own words, sentences, and all the stuff. Yeah, so I'm just letting you know. But yeah, that's basically where it came from, you know, like it came from Latin, and in Latin it was like that strong meaning towards the word, you know. And yeah, the word basically means, yeah, disappearing or dying out. That is extinction. And the question that we have is, the time that we are living in, is extinction really coming towards us, or is it something else? So that's where people, they like I said, they start asking what is extinction and what is the real definition of that, you know. And yeah, if you look at the other side, which is the biological word, now in biology, extinction is the termination of a kind of organism or a group of kinds of, yeah, you know, usually species. And what basically happens is the movement of extinction is generally considered to be the death, you know, of the last individual species, you know, whatever the species might be. So it's actually defined as the dying out of that species. The last living species is dead. That's basically, yeah, dying out. That's why I said it means dying out. Now, even in the biological world, like the biological term and all those stuff in the biology world, extinction means to die out. Yeah, the termination of any kind of organism or species or a group of, you know, yeah, whatever you wanna define, whatever you wanna name. Yeah, so basically dying out. That is basically what extinction means. Now, like I said, in the time that we are living in, would you say we are exposed to extinction? Are we heading into an extinction phase? Or what's really happening? Because if you look at the coronavirus and all those stuff, like I said, as a Christian, you're not supposed to be filled with fear. You're supposed to be in a position where you understand that this is an opportunity for me to actually increase my faith, get more people to Christ, and get more souls to heaven and not hell. So this coronavirus, even though it's bad and all those stuff, what can we still do? Because there's stuff that we can still do. Yes, there is, in case you didn't know. So that is basically what is happening now. Extinction is what we're looking at, and we're going to get more into the depth of extinction in terms of the coronavirus, the human race, and everything that is living here on earth. So I'm going to give you this awesome, amazing breather. Then after that, I'm going to come back, and then we're going to do the most in the next phase. Yeah.
No longer broken, I'm walking your spoken word. Evil overthrown, I'm walking in victory. Our destination is heaven. Bring the whole world with you now. We are
Your Holy Spirit is guiding me. Purpose is driven to infinity. Heaven is our destination, Jesus is the only one. Heaven is our destination, Jesus is the only one.
So, looking at the coronavirus, like, there's a lot of people that are actually getting affected by the virus. And like I said, yo, this virus has really shaken the world, like the whole world and all the stuff. Like, it has actually not shaken, if I can put it that way. No, not shaken. It has woken. Yes, let me put it that way. Woken the whole world. So this virus has actually gotten people to the point where they're actually awake now. They're like, okay, we are woken up, and this is basically what is happening. And yeah, like, what now? What from now on? And if you go and listen to the politics show, you actually will hear that some people are actually pushing this virus so that President Donald Trump can actually get off the presidential seat. And earlier on yesterday, I was actually reading an article, and you know, it's good to be it's good to be updated, you know, up to date with what's happening around you. It's good to be aware, let me put it that way. Yes, it's good for you to be aware of what is happening around you. And I was reading an article on the coronavirus and Donald Trump, and basically the headline of the whole article was, Donald Trump has not been tested for corona. And in my head, I'm like, why would you wanna put that as the main head of the article, heading of the article? Is it for people to now get captured like by that article and then start asking questions of why and all the stuff? Like, I honestly think the person that wrote that article, the heading, was like, okay, let's do this, let's write this so that the people can be asking, why is it not been tested for corona? Is he the reason why this thing is here and all the stuff? Look, I believe that people are going against him, and it's not just him, like, literally they're going against the church and all the stuff. And if you look at the Church of Acts, when the people were getting persecuted and all the stuff, like, in fact, when the people got hit with diseases and all those things, the church are actually the people who went in when everyone was running out, you know, when everyone was abandoning those who had the sickness and everything. The church is the one that went in to take care of them. So even now, as a church, we need to be awake, we need to be woken up, we need to be woke, we need to actually know what is happening away, like, around us, not aware of us. I told you, we're creating our own words. So we need to be aware of what is happening around us, and literally, how can we actually get like into a position where we're impacting the rest of the people's lives, like, in a positive way, not negative though, in a positive way. How can you impact people's lives so that they are in a position where they know, hey, if I'm facing any problem, that is where I run to. I run to church, I run to the church, I run straight to God. Yes, I run straight to God, not me, myself, and I and my gang and my family. No. You run straight to God. That's basically what you're supposed to be doing. And it's like really, really awesome. But yeah, it's amazing. It's really amazing. I don't even know why I said but or what I'm gonna add. I'll just leave it there. It's amazing. So we need to be in a position where we get to God. And the funny thing is extinction itself. Like, we're so focused on going to heaven, but we don't wanna die. And the funny thing is, spiritually, if you look at it, most of the people, they actually extinct spiritually. Yep, like, they actually extinct spiritually. Like, spiritually, they dead, they've gone, they're like gone for good. And that is what is happening to most of the people. So let's be in a position where we actually say, you know what, let's rise up and let's do the right thing, and at the same time, let's impact people's lives, especially in this time. This is the right time for us to get to impact people's lives and get them to heaven. So let's do that and make sure that we do it accurately and we live a life of purpose and not just a life of guessing, huh, this is what's happening or that's what's happening. No, let's actually be in a position where we actually live a life of purpose and actually do the most. So here is a short breather for you, and then after that we're closing with a jingle. Yeah, and wait to catch us.
Hey guys, listen, word on the street is that the new Active Worship Inception album is out.
What?
So now, rewind, go back. I'm going back to the original. I'm going back to the Inception.
Our new Inception album is out. You can get it on Spotify and iTunes. Inception, going back to the original.
It's been real, it's been awesome, it's been amazing. Extinction, make sure you're not in a position where you actually extinct spiritually or you don't exist spiritually. So make sure you don't get up in that position, you don't end up in that position. And yeah, let's actually go out there, we'll live a purpose-filled life and actually change people's lives for the benefits, for their right, for look. They need to be in a position where they get impacted in a positive way. And as a result, Christ is actually manifested into a lot of people's lives. So let's make sure that we do that. And it's going to be really, really awesome when you're doing that. You're going to experience a lot of things that you would never have experienced. You would never have been exposed to. And now you're exposed to them. So it's been royal awesome. Yeah, like really, really awesome. Yes. And don't forget, you can catch us on www.activefm.co.za. You can get us on Spotify. Just search for the specific show that you want to listen to, the name, and you'll see us on Spotify. We're on the Google service, and it's like really, really awesome. So please make sure that you tuned in, you share the show, give it as a gift. And yeah, I'll see you next week, same time, same place. Peace out and God bless.
Active FM. Christ's music is heart music.